On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I got our Metro mugs, and we fill them with some elite wheat from Triptych. Talk about my journey down to southern Illinois and Nick's trip over to Goose Island. All that more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
Nick, when was the last time you had a wheat beer?
Dude, the old man dad beer podcast marches on, man, with the, if it's not lagers, it's wheat beers nowadays.
I guess,
huh?
But like Oberon, it's Oberon season.
That's true. So Oberon and 312, and you know the top selling wheat in the whole Midwest is the one from Kansas City. Boulevard is wheat.
Okay.
So we like wheat beers around here.
Yeah, and this is an Illinois brewery. I don't know if it's Bell's might be more local to us in Chicago than this place. That's probably about equal distance, Kalamazoo.
That's funny. Yeah. When you say it like that.
Yeah, we're drinking Triptych's Elite Wheat.
Brad made the trip down to Triptych. This is down in beautiful Savoy, Illinois, I believe. I just want to say Savoy. I feel like that's where it is. I don't know where it is.
It's right outside Champaign.
Okay.
Like, I'm in college.
You know, oh,
college.
It's on the can. Yeah, Savoy.
Oh, you're right. Look at that. Yeah, I picked up this, and I picked up something called So What, I believe.
So What.
I think that was just their ale, or it might have, I forget what that one was. But the Leet Wheat, I don't know, the can was way cooler, and seemed like it fit the podcast.
I only see Triptych at, like, beer in the glass or just at festivals in general.
Yeah.
I never really know.
I've never seen it in the store, right?
Yeah, so.
But I've seen the name. I've seen the sign. The name is super cool because what a triptych is usually something that is three signs.
Okay.
So they got their hops, their barley, and their water.
There you
and
go.
So that's a triptych.
How was Savoy and how was Triptych?
So I went down to Southern Illinois because, you know, those red counties got all the vaccines.
So you went down there to get the vax?
Yeah. And no one wants it down there, so I was like, I'll take it.
That's funny. You just slide right in.
Yeah.
From out yonder. Illinois is far, right? Like, Illinois, they say if you put Illinois on the East Coast, it runs from North Carolina all the way down to New York.
Oh, wow.
State. Okay. Like, just a really long state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a drive, and well, you can get down there multiple ways. Like, well, we went down like the 55 way most of the way, and it's like 2.5 hour drive down to Champaign. We were right outside Champaign, and we got the vaccine, and then we're like, oh, we're here. Why don't we hit up something else?
We're already here.
Let's go to one of these breweries. Nick and I talk about are too far away.
Yeah.
So that was Triptych. In industrial park, exactly like this brewery could have been any of the other millions of breweries we've all been to. Nice spot. They had a shuffleboard table. They have outdoor seating that sort of like wraps around the whole place. Some people were sitting inside, but most people were outside because it was super nice. They have QR codes you can order right from your table if you want, and someone will bring beer out to you. And then they have their, like, we just ordered at the bar. Nice open space. I don't know, it was cool. It seems like a good, like, if you went to college in Champaign, yeah, this is a brewery you're going to hang at.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you're down there, you know, you might as well hit it up. And then, like, I wonder what were your other options when you're looking on the map? If you're passing through Champagne, what are your other options for beer?
There was something called like beans, brews, and barley or something like that.
No, that was a no-go.
Going to a place that has beans in the name. That just does not sound like a spot I want. It was like brews, beans, and barley or I don't know, something like that.
Some weirdo shit. Some shit you didn't see at Beer Under Glass.
Yeah. But that was, if you don't want to like get off your path, when you're right over there, this was like the closest spot.
Okay.
In the Champagne area. There has to be something else.
Champagne, Urbana. I was going to go to Parkland College in Champagne and then transfer to U of I. Okay. But then I went down there for 3 days and it was just too wild for me, man. The guys I was going to stay with were partying too hard. And I was the oldest one and I feel like everyone was going to blame it on me. And I'm like, no, I'm not going.
I only went there once when my friend was playing a metal show there. So I went with him and he was playing some metal show and then we went to a house party and I don't know. It was all a blur.
Yeah. A lot of ways, and when you leave Chicagoland, you're almost like you're leaving the state. Mm-hmm. It all seems very foreign. Like, I don't feel connected to anything that far away.
Definitely not.
Yeah. But.
Because Maeve and I had talked about we were going to drive up to Michigan just to take a drive, like Kalamazoo area, which is funny that got the wheat vaccine came up. So we're like, let's just go the other way. About 2.5 hours is kind of like my limit. Mm-hmm. In the car for like I'm bored at that point. It's like, are we there yet? Where are we going? What are we doing?
All you do is listen to the 6 chapters of the Flat Earth Theory. That'll get you to Minnesota.
Yeah.
By the time you pass Chippewa Falls, you'll believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah, as you're driving across it. Because we've drove to Minneapolis, and that's just, it's a hike.
Yeah.
Triptych, there's just not a lot of like other good stops if you're gonna go all the way down there. Like you need to know somebody in Champaign, or you want to go to a college house party.
Yeah, because if you're taking 55 out, so you're passing through like Bolingbrook and Joliet and all that stuff.
Yeah, but that's like the hour one.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you mean.
Because I do that drive, and that's fine. You could hit up all those like west suburb breweries.
Yeah.
But after that, I don't know. But their beer is like awesome. Like I had a Kolsch when I was there. May have had basically a kettle sour. This wheat is awesome. Like, I don't know. These are great. I feel like they've been at FOBAB, and they have some like stouts or some barrel-aged stuff, and... I don't know, everyone raves about them, so I'm glad I kind of finally made it.
Yeah. You kept going. You could have went to the Forager place. What's it called?
Scratch.
Yeah, you should have went down to Scratch. Eating Eva, Illinois.
I feel like...
You'd probably still be down there. You go.
That's like, you gotta bring your camping gear.
Yeah.
If you're going down that far. That's it. But yeah, I don't know. We're going to keep crushing these beers as we get through this episode. I don't know. That was a good stop. I don't know. Don't see myself going back anytime soon, but I like.
But you made the most of it though. So yeah, like that's cool.
And I didn't leave and be like, that place sucked.
You were happy you went.
Never go back there. This is like, I wish it was way closer.
Yeah, like if you see him, if I see him on the shelf now, and I want, I try something new. Yeah, so I'm glad you went. I wouldn't have tried it otherwise. Yeah. So.
Nice. So. Yeah, as we sip on these, you hit up our friends over at Goose Island.
The brewery love to hate. This is like five out of six episodes.
We're just always talking about Goose.
When
do they start paying us?
We need to see what's up with like a little 30-second Goose commercial.
I got a Goose hat on. We always got Goose gear. We'll just have it in the background.
Add some cash to the slush funds, man. We need to do that. We talk about them every week. Yeah, man. Went over to Goose, man. You know, they're dropping. They have a little creative streak going where they're dropping stuff that seems interesting. You know, we've had some of their stuff in the post games, like the Tall Boy Hazies. When you go there on draft, there's like fucking, honestly, like 8 hazies on draft. Like a ton of hazy beers from Goose. And they're doing a lot of collabs, and they're doing stuff I think that's got us talking about them.
Right, well, those Haze Boys.
Barely. Fresh Hazies, bruh.
They need it.
Yeah.
It's not Bourbon County. They want the haze.
You know, it is interesting talk, man. So I'm hanging out with Mike Siegel, director of, I want to say like, I don't know, director of innovation or some shit is his title, right? But we know Siegel from the barrel program.
Yeah.
And he led a lot of the Bourbon County talks, right? Siegel was kind of saying like, those collaborations, whether it's Phase 3 or Alarmist, or they got a Liquid Love collab on. It's a smoked porter, a smoked pilsner.
Damn, that's huge for Liquid Love.
Exactly, yeah. I'm like, these seem like odd couple things. And he's like, nah, man, it's all pretty organic. You know, he's like, they don't really do things with people. That, you know, they kind of let it grow on its own, and then it happens. No one's forcing the collabs, which is kind of cool to hear, you know. Oh, but he's like, we're kind of surprised because we're the old men on the block, and they're super excited to be at this big-ass brewery because, you know, it's Goose Island. They got 400 barrel fermenters outside. They're 32 years old.
Yeah, when you're coming from your, I don't know, 10-barrel or 30-barrel system, and you get to see, like, Goose's, like, oh my gosh, you guys have what's the thing that like clears the beer?
The Whirlpool?
The Slinger? No, the thing that makes it clear.
Oh,
I forget the name. But like most breweries don't even have that shit.
Oh, Centrifuge.
Centrifuge, yeah. Like that's kind of like amazing. Because it's super expensive. So if you're someone like Liquid Love, you're not buying that thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, Crazy QC Lab, Big Brother Cash. Oh, they're drinking, like, you know, the young guys are drinking, you know, they want to shotgun beers, they want to drink Honker's Ale, you know, they want to drink Nut Brown, they want to drink all the classic Goose stuff. Mm. And that part kind of surprised them. And then it's like, Goose wants to know more about hazies, and then the young boys want to know more about how you make these stouts, right? So there's like an honest, like, kind of kinship there, you know, so, yeah. Oh, but the new releases were Goose Island Sulfa. What the hell does this say, Brad? That's why I brought it. I was going to fucking forget.
Suffolk County
Stout. So it's basically an English version of Bourbon County. So they found a, there's a coastal town. This is a collaboration. It's a collaboration with a crew called Adnams. And the town is called Southwold. I've never heard of this crew. And they were like, yeah,
in the UK?
In the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been around since 1872. They don't distribute to the States. But then they started distilling 10 years ago.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, so they make English whiskey. English single malt whiskey. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know?
This is like baby scotch. Weak-ass scotch.
Like, I don't understand it, you know? Cause, so they were like, I'm like, I know Irish whiskey, I know scotch. What is this? He's like, well, it's virgin wine barrels. So scotch is aged in, you know, previously used sherry barrels and bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
And, you know, Irish whiskey does a lot of that too. But these are barrels that are slotted for wine, but never actually filled with wine.
English whiskey sounds, I'm a joke.
I've never heard of it.
Sounds like a straight up joke.
I'm like, is this real? I've never heard of it. I've never heard of English whiskey.
I just feel like, yeah, married to a little Irish girl, we can't be drinking English whiskey. That's like ridiculous.
And then, you know, they spell it minus the Y.
Oh, yeah.
Minus the E.
I mean, okay.
So it's, you know, SKY. But I'm like, you're only supposed to do that if the country of origin doesn't have an E in it. That's when you're supposed to omit the E. So Scotch is whiskey with no E. I mean, Scotland, right?
Yeah, okay.
So, but England's England. Got... So why the fuck why are you dropping the E? This is very suspect here.
I don't know. I'm like...
So I go there to pick up, you know, these two beers, man. An Eisbach with a... With like a Nomad brewer, kind of like a McKellar style brewer, and then a Suffolk County where they use all English malt, all English hops. They take those malt whiskey cask, and then they got them sent over here, and then they age it the same way they do Bourbon County for like 10 months.
I feel like we talked about this on Hopcast before, like Icebox. They're super interesting, but I feel like they were like an 80s thing.
Yeah.
But then they sort of either fell out of fashion or they became kind of like illegal on how
Correct.
They were being made, right?
Yeah, I think it's illegal because, well, you know, I went up to Milwaukee and I think Lakefront had one. And I got a bottle of it because the bottle had a really cool shape. But I think unless you have a distiller's license, you're not really supposed to be making one.
Yeah, that's why it's illegal. That's the rule.
Yeah, because technically, you know, they're letting it, you know, they make the beer and it's in a tank and they chill the tank until it freezes and whatever drains off, you know, they use that as the base for the ice bark.
Okay. Right?
So that gets the tempo.
Because it's like concentrated beer.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So that's 10%. You know what was killer about this tap list at Goose, man, was that they got a beer called Spring Rose. Mm-hmm. Spring Rose is a 6% blend of a hazy with Madame Rose.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm like, well, give me that. Give me this Liquid Love smoke water thing. And then they got like some tequila barrel aged thing with some fruit they got from Pilsen. I'm like, they're all over the board here. They got their hazes and they got their stouts, but then they got some really fun small run shit. So I was able to try those. Caught up with Siegel. So it was a good romp. It was really cool. And it was face-to-face with mask on. Still super weird, you know, lean away, take your sip, put your mask on kind of shit.
Okay.
Not a fan of that, but it was just good to catch up.
Get your dab.
And then fuck it. And be like the guys that were like three seats down. mask off, yakking it up, the loudest fuckers in the room. I'm like, oh, that's the wave. I got to be like them now.
Yeah.
Great.
So
or just leave.
I want to do we were doing that thing on YouTube for a while versus, or I want to do a Bud Light Lemonade Seltzer versus 312 Lemonade.
How different are they? We talked about 312 Lemonade, and he's like,
was good.
Siegel was not a big fan. He's like, I don't know about this fucking beer.
Fun summer beer.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's 312. You get some citric acid, some lemonade. Boom, you're ready. You know, so super easy to make. But he's like, this is the biggest launch of any beer they've ever had.
Whoa, really?
He said they're on fire. Like, it's like the biggest beer they've had and maybe ever at Goose Island. And I think the rationale was, like, when you look at the Leinenkugel's Radler, apparently they're doing 500,000 barrels a year of fucking the Shandy.
Oh, yeah.
And Leinenkugel's.
Yeah.
And there's no competition. Like, no
there's
other.
No, yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, you know.
Because everyone just makes their own, like, bullshit Coors Shandy. Right?
Yeah, or people got invested in, like, a seltzer, right? But no one said, we're going to mass produce a Coors Shandy. So Goose is like, well, what the fuck? They can't have all the fun. Let's get in on this shit. So I think that was part of it, too. Like, it's just kind of an untapped thing. And then, I tell you, we were excited about the fucking 312 Shandy.
But I want to know how it, what it battles up or how it competes with, a seltzer, like a lemonade seltzer. The only problem is I got to get, like, a 12-pack or a 6-pack of this fucking Bud Light seltzer.
I mean, you can call it, get a tall, you probably find a tall boy if you go to, like, a little bitty store.
Rhea's probably got it from me.
If you go to Rhea's, you can probably get a tall boy of Bud Light seltzer.
Yeah.
One can for, like, $3. I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
You know. They sure as hell have, like, you know, Modelo in the tall cans.
I guess. I got to go into one of these, like, weird, shady liquor stores again and see what they got.
Correct.
I'm usually either getting beer from the breweries to support them during the last year or, like...
You're going to have to go to a brewery that, I mean, a liquor store that sells, like, pure branded orange juice and fruit juice and shit.
Oh, one of, like, the Mexican kind of groceries?
Or, like, one of those strange... They're in every hood, those.
Yeah, because, like, the other spot I get beer from is, I don't know, like a nice little mini market kind of corner store kind of thing, so.
Yeah, I think, how did this collab come about? I think, you know, they did the Obadiah Poundage beer. I think that's how it came about.
Which collab?
The Suffolk County.
Oh, okay, I was like, through
oh, sorry.
The lemonade
collab?
Did
no,
they do?
No, no.
Lemonade farmer?
They robbed.
A lemon farmer, not a lemonade farmers.
Yeah. They bought a lemonade farmer, and that's how that came about.
But they found all these kids on the corner, and we're going to collab with your lemonade.
They're like, how much for the kids and the lemonade and the farm? We're buying the farm. Obadiah Poundage was a beer they made with a dude, like an English historian.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, Obadiah Poundage, yeah. I forget what it was references. I think it was like a fake name in a newspaper or some shit. But anyway, like a straight up old style Brett Porter, Botanomyces Oak Age Porter with Brett.
Okay.
That's how this all came about. So this Suffolk County thing, yeah, I'm going to crack my own too. Little Leet Wheat.
Let's put this one.
Oh, sure. we're getting into this long-winded goose story. All but right, this was, yeah. But the one of the brewers, a brewer who actually left and went to Short Fuse, it was his idea to says it never made the trials, but he's like, there should be an all English version of Bourbon County.
Okay.
And that's where the idea was born. So then Mike Siegel went over there for the launch of the fucking beer over there. And then he's like, while I'm here, I'm going to rent a car, drive on the wrong side of the road, and I'm going to go visit these boys that I think would be good for this because they make whiskey now too. So
that Goose Island little brew pub in England, it's nice. It's like I was kind of shocked. That was my first time going to, a non-Chicago Goose brewery. I was like,
correct.
Oh. People give a shit about, like, it's hard to be like, this is, like, our thing. And then when you go to another country and you're like, wait, you guys like this too? This is my thing.
Right. You think about Clybourne and all the people you know and all the times you've been to Clybourne and Fulton. You kind of, but they are an international pop sensation, man. You know?
Yeah.
So, but I was telling him, and one more note about the Goose shit. I was telling him, like, you know, it was either English-inspired or Belgian-inspired, a lot of the first wave of American breweries.
Yeah.
So it's cool that you guys are doing this shit. But then more importantly, like, when you look at Goose as 88, like, in Chicago proper, who's the next oldest brewery, right? Because, you know, that late 80s and early 90s, all those breweries are in the burbs.
Yeah. Would it be Peace?
Exactly. I think it's like Peace, like 2001.
Rock Bottom.
Okay, there you go. Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
So you got Peace and Rock Bottom, that era. And then Rock Bottom is probably older. I agree with that.
But I guess you could go like Adam Street or, you know, Berghoff or whatever.
Yeah, you know, Jack's Tap, but that shit closed. You know, but the early 90s was all Burbs that were open. Wild Onion in 96 or Floyd's in 96. Two Brothers, Emmett's. All these were like 90s pubs, but none of those were in the city. So I was like, I mean, for a crew like Peace or even that Metro Half Acre wave, they don't go date back far enough to even care to want to do some shit like go find an English brewery.
Old school beer.
You know what I'm saying?
They're on the American craft beer
wave.
Like, although, you know, Metro's doing, you know, classic beer styles, but they're still, they're Americanized. Like, they're not. If you go over to Germany and get a Pilsner, it's tasting I don't know. It's weaker than what something maybe like Metro's doing. Metro's bringing it.
So I think, you know, and then, you know, and Metro's and your Dovetails or whoever is focusing on lagers, that's kind of all they do. The lager houses that are really good at lagers, all they do is lagers. But then you got this Goose crew who's like, you know, English ales is their thing, and they're going back and making these cool old beers kind of all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they're the only crew that, you know, cares enough to do it because they're the oldest. And then the only crew that cares enough to do it is actually doing it, and I think that part is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, I think that's fun. I think that's, I don't know, something that's always missing in, I don't know, American beer is we need breweries that focus, like, we see it with food, like, oh, we're like Korean tacos, like, where's the like Korean ingredient inspired beer, or where's the beer that like goes to your homeland or your people, like kind of like inspired stuff, like I don't know, that's
yeah, like where's it go. Crews that are 30 plus years old are dying off, like, yeah, you know, so, you know, having a dude that's focused on innovation and trying to stay relevant, playing with the little boys, you know, collaborating with younger crews, making beers that pay tribute to old things.
But English beers is boring, right? Like, it's
that's their roots, man. That's their roots. It's like
the pub,
the original lineup, the pub
is the like cask, the English pub, right? Is like iconic, and like when you go into one, I don't know, it's like amazing. But also, the Irish pub is like a real Irish pub, not like some of our fake Chicago Irish pubs. But when you go into one, it's like, it's kind of amazing.
I mean, I like sports bar Irish pubs, you mean the fake ones, right?
Yeah, but if you go into like a real one or, so like that English-Irish drinking experience often blurs sometimes. So I don't know, it's also like old manny. Like we're over here drinking, we're talking about old man beer.
We're drinking wheat ales with orange peel.
Yeah, I don't know. That's very, like, youthful in a sense in beer, right?
I don't know. It's kind of blurry for me. I think, you know.
I don't know where I was going with all
what's that. What's old is new, man. Yeah. You know, what's old is new. Like, this is new for us. It's, I'm into it, A, because we drink all the time. But then B, like, I'm into, most of the time when you find something from a crew I've never heard of or a crew that's, you know, not in a city, it's usually, it usually leans towards a like, classic style, right?
Right. Well, you, you know, Cutler.
Yeah, Peace, Jonathan Cutler.
His dad.
Oh, yeah. He
said
the detective, Dick Cutler with Dick the Cutler, with the great stash.
You got to order, if they can't make a lager.
Then don't, I don't fuck with him at all. That's his stance.
I went to Triptych. I'm like, give me your Kolsch. Kolsch was amazing. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take some other stuff. I didn't want to pay, I didn't want to get the like $20, $30 four pack of stouts because then I have four cans of stouts. If we don't drink on the show, I have four cans of stouts that I'm not going to necessarily crush.
That's fair.
So they made a great Kolsch. I'm like, all right, take a couple four packs to go. Let's go.
Yeah.
If that Kolsch sucked, I'd be like, give me one four pack. We'll drink it on the show. And that's it.
Yeah.
So.
No, there's a lot of truth in that. Yeah. I think they were saying Shamrock Shake, Shamrock Stout kind of came and went.
Oh.
The staff was excited about it. The staff really loved it. I kind of, that was the only one that I wasn't on tap that I would have wanted to try.
I had it at 312 Day.
Like a couple years ago?
Yeah, because they were like going through them and you could just run in there and like
yeah.
They made the process really smooth. So.
Yeah. Part of me feels guilty having another fucking Goose Island show or segment. It's like a fixed segment now. But what are we going to do?
They got to bring these other breweries, got to bring a, got to deliver some news. What's happening?
I mean,
we don't, if we don't see it, if we don't go to it, we can't talk. We're talking about this Southern brewery, and we're talking about Goose Island. I don't know, that's pretty.
It works for me.
Liquid Love had the collaboration.
Yeah, Liquid Love had a collab on. They did a collab with Old Irving, they were saying.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. The P3 one was on. And I don't know if the tequila orange mimosa thing was on. I don't know if that's a collab with anyone. I think just local ingredients for that
okay.
one. Yeah. That Spring Rose is where it's at.
Okay.
Liquid Love Smoked Porter is Oak Age Smoked Porter.
Okay.
Smoked Lager. I keep saying Porter.
Yeah. You mentioned Old Irving, and I think on our IG Live, I want to talk about brew pubs. Because I haven't been to an actual brew pub that has food. Been to breweries, picked up beer, had some beer. But the Old Irving, I don't know. It hits home. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing it. So I'm going to talk about that on IG.
Okay.
So you should be checking that out. If you're not, if you're just listening to the podcast, check us out there. They're mini pods.
It is. It's like a nice little mini 10-minute pod. Not a recap necessarily. Just kind of more like a post-game slash mini recap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we're going to dive into this. Are we going to drink some of this?
We should. I mean, I'm game.
Yeah.
You know, I brought them so we could look at them.
We got to go Ice Ice Baby, right?
Well, I think we should try the ice pack, yeah.
So yeah, check that out on YouTube. I think that's gonna do it. We don't have any. Do we have any festivals or news? Oh, Nick had this beer association list.
Yeah, the Brewers Association. They put out their top 50 producers in the country this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So no surprise here. We'll just read the top five. Number one is Yuengling. Right, they had an expansion recently.
I thought someone bought them. What happened?
Yuengling.
They like shut down.
No,
was like a story we talked about.
Yuengling? No, I mean they probably.
Or did they come to Chicago?
They came to Chicago.
Oh,
yeah.
And I haven't drank it.
I mean, it
because
would,
it sucks.
It tastes better when you're in Cleveland.
It's not good.
It tastes better if I'm at the Hall of Fame in fucking Canton. It tastes better when I'm there. Shout out! Give me a sidecar Maker's Mark. Let's go. Number two, Boston Beer Company. Yeah. Now, Boston Beer Company is also Dogfish. That's all one crew.
Oh, that's right. And they got their Truly brand.
Oh, and they probably do the.
The seltzer.
Yeah, that's right. Number three, Sierra Nevada.
I think we talked about that recently. Like Sierra Nevada haven't had a Sarah Bad.
Yeah, they're bi-coastal, but, right?
But mad respect.
It's been a long time since I had anything from Sierra Nevada. Yeah. Shit, number three in the country, so somebody's drinking it. Number four, Duval Mort Gott. Okay. Cali, Cooperstown, and Kansas City. So that would be Duval, obviously.
Yeah.
We all know them. But then that's also Boulevard. Cooperstown is Omegang, right?
Yeah.
That's Cooperstown. And Firestone Walker.
Okay.
That's all one gang. Number five is Gambrinus.
What?
Shinerbach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shiner's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I lived in Texas for 4 years. That's the Budweiser of Texas.
Yeah, it's our Goose Island.
It's
the new Glarus.
Exactly. Yeah. It's your Honkers. It's your what's that cream ale?
It's whatever Sam Adams is doing if you're in Boston.
It's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Shout out to Floyd's at number 24. Rheingeist, we had on the show, number 25.
What?
Yeah, top 25.
Bullshit.
They're the second largest brewer in Ohio.
That's like two.
Kings and Convicts at number 30.
Oh, because of?
Great Lakes is number one in Ohio.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Kings and Convicts because of Ballast Point?
Right. Oh, okay. Sorry. Kings and Convicts / Ballast Point.
Okay.
Kings and Convicts. cheers to them. Oh, who else? Revolution at number 39.
Oh, that's cool.
My favorite part about these lists is that they, they omit all the AB Heineken shit. That's not my favorite part. But my favorite part is they list the overall 50, the craft top 50, and then the overall top 50.
Okay.
So the overall top five. Your Yuengling, who's number one in craft, they only make it to number 7 overall.
Oh, okay.
So these are the top.
Overall.
Number 6 is Diageo. That's Guinness importer.
Yeah.
Guinness, one fucking beer. Number 6 overall in sales.
Damn.
Number 5 is Pabst. 4 Heineken. 3 Constellation Brands. That would be
Corona.
And Dos Equis and all that shit, yeah. Right? Number 2, Molson Coors. Number 1, AB, obviously. Okay. So, but yeah. But that's cool. But number 6, Diageo with just Guinness. That's impressive.
Yeah. I'm sure those other like variants of Guinness don't even register at all. But
right. Because they might not even
But there's enough people just like picking up their like little, are they in 6-pack little cardboard boxes of Guinness? Yeah. And it's like, man.
Yeah.
That's a hardcore crew that. Or a group of people that don't always drink craft beer, but drink mostly Guinness. Like, that's like another crazy subset of people. That like, they're Guinness people. They may drink macro, and they'll often dabble in craft beer, but they're Guinness.
Yeah. The top two breweries by volume in Chicago are Lagunitas and Goose Island.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And I was telling Goose this. I'm like, it's got to be those two. And he's like, well, shit, Lagunitas is 10 times the size we are.
Yeah.
So Goose has a 25-barrel system, 25 barrels, and they got 400-barrel fermenters outside. So they're just churning all day, filling up these gigantic fucking fermenters. Lagunitas has back-to-back 250-barrel systems and then a sea of 750-barrel fermenters.
Well, like we joked or, you know, said on the show before that like, when Lagunitas launched, you could almost fit every brewery in Chicago inside of their place.
Yeah. It's a wild amount of beer. So, I reached out to the Brewers Association. I'm like, I mean, I don't care what's going on in other towns, you know, because, you know, Matt's Brewing in Utica, New York is number 14 on this list. And I'm like, I don't really care about that. But
yeah.
if there's a deeper dive, I'm curious to know what the breakout is for crews like Goose and Lagunitas.
Yeah, so. Okay. And then the last thing before we close out here, it's April 1st. Shit's opening back up.
Yeah,
Hopleaf opened their doors today. I think everything that's opening is basically limited bar seating. That's kind of like going to be the rule probably throughout most of the summer. Limited bar seating. They don't want everyone hanging out, breathing on everyone's glasses. Let's keep everyone safe. Revolution's opening their doors for the brew pub.
That's right.
And than just a handful of other places. Like, the weather is turning. People are getting back outside.
Yeah, people can go drink.
I'm very glad to see Hopleaf and Roper, like, make it through this. I think he owns the building, so if he didn't, he probably wouldn't have. But otherwise, making it through. Revolution opening back up, that's huge. Oh, it's seems like a good sign.
Agreed.
And I think, but I thought I saw something like April 15th or something. That I think 85% of Chicago adults will be vaccinated. So
yeah, I think the vax is just, how long is it? The vax lasts for like a certain amount of time.
They're thinking like a year. I'm not really sure on that yet.
Okay. So.
How many vax do you need to get one all the time? I don't know.
Like, we looked at it again in 6 months.
I don't know. Just give it to me so I can keep drinking at the bar. But great to see these places open. Got mine, so probably start heading out a little more, but I'm not, like, dying to go to places. I'm not missing places. I do want to go to, I don't know, I just want to hang out with people and drink. I don't want to, like, go have a bar. I don't want to have a beer at a bar by myself, and I did that previously in the post-COVID. Yeah. I have no interest in doing that right now. I want to hang out with people.
That's fair. That's fair.
I drink at home.
Yeah. I've been drinking at home a little too much.
Yeah.
It's part of the problem.
Cool. So I think that's going to do it for this episode. We're going to drink some one of these Goose Island beers on our YouTube channel. We got another Goose Island thing I got to put up. We did something else too. Blanking on who we did. But we got all kinds of fun beer reviews on our YouTube channel, so check that out. IG, man. People are loving our Dark Lord.
Yeah, man. You guys should be there. It's a fun ride. It's only a minute long, so you should check it out.
And then we'll keep cranking all these episodes, and we're going to more places, so festivals are going to be coming back. I feel it. It's going to happen.
Oh, man.
And Nick's just going to be in his full-on Sox gear, hiding in his house.
I might step outside, walk around a block or something with my mug.
Nick, where we'll find you walking down the street with your mug.
You can find me in the middle of the street. With a White Sox mug and a red velvet smoking jacket, or a
yelling, "They're going all the way!"
Let's go, White Sox! I'm at Nicosia.
Brad on Twitter, Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We post the episodes there, and the website chicagobeerpass.com. Take care.
Cheers.